a hot day, but a good night.
Breakfast with Tom and Alex on Triple J.
7:45, got a guest on the line. That guest name is Plan B, favourite of Triple J listeners. He's putting out his third record in 2012, and he's been very busy indeed because it's not just an album, there's more to it. So we thought we'd get him on the show and find out exactly what's going on. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Really well, thank you, Ben. It's great to have a chat to you after last time. A lot of people loving the lacquer version you did covering Kanye West's Runaway. And it's as you haven't rested on your laurels after that one that was very popular. You've been very busy. What's been happening?
Literally, since I got back from Oz and from America, I just got into ill manners, you know, trying to finish the film. We shot it in September 2010, and in 2011 I went and reshot some stuff I needed for the film, and then just been working on editing and doing the soundtrack. Obviously, you know, there's an album coming out of the film, and the Ill Manners single is the kind of first look for the whole project. So yeah, been two very massive projects I've been, you know, heavily involved in steering the ship, trying to kind of get finished for the release of the movie.
You sound exhausted, Ben. Are you okay? You all right?
I have no time to sleep.
Goodness
me. So many deadlines, you know.
Tom was saying you were sleeping in your clothes as well?
Yeah, I haven't been home in weeks. I've been sleeping at the studio in my clothes. I am riding dirty right now. But some of these things have got to be done, you know, sacrifices for your art and that.
So what are you using as your bed in the studio?
There's this quite comfy kind of leather bench. I can only describe it as a cushioned leather bench I've been sleeping on.
The leather's no good. You like, you get sweaty and you stick to it and you sort of try and pull yourself off.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of sweaty ball sackage going on. Definitely.
On the upside, you're a hip-hop artist, so you wear all this.
As well, man. The studio's haunted. But
what?
I think it's a female ghost and she likes me.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
Classic, innit?
Check this, yeah. I went asleep in my clothes, fully clothed, right? Yeah. And I woke up basically naked.
Goodness me. And you think it was this ghost?
Yeah, she stripped me, man. I swear to God, no word of a lie, I do not remember getting undressed.
Yeah. Right? Goodness me.
You know what I mean? Goodness. I was like,
you should
wow.
press charges against the ghost.
Yeah, if I could prove she existed.
Yeah, right.
Was maybe, were the buttons ripped? Was she quite ferocious, or did she sensually sort of undo the
pants?
No,
she's very gentle. Mm. I think she wants me to finish this project.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's a woman.
She's looking after me.
All right, on Triple J, we've got Plan B on the line from the UK, talking about this new album and film, Ill Manners. We haven't really covered exactly what the film is. We'll get into that real soon. Let's play the title track from this forthcoming record. Comes out in May of 2012. Brand new music from Plan B. Maybe you heard this debuted on Good Nights with Linda Mariano the other week, but here it is now on Triple J. We'll chat more to Plan B after this.
So that was my single, Ill Manners, from the feature film, Ill Manners. It's coming out May the 4th. I'm Plan B, and... oh, shit, that was...
That's enough.
That's fine. That's on Triple J this morning with Tom and Alex. We got Plan B, who is very tired. He's been sleeping at the studio because not only is he releasing an album, Ill Manners, it's not accompanied by some bonus liner notes or anything. It's accompanied by a feature film.
A whole film.
It's quite incredible, Ben. Can you tell us a bit more about what Ill Manners is about?
Ill Manners is kind of all that we read in the papers in the UK that, I guess, shocks us. The stuff we find despicable, the kind of things that I guess the media kind of covers on what happens in the underclass that a lot of us can't understand why they happen. And the film kind of delves into the reasons behind why they happen, because I feel, you know, so often the papers never tell us why. They just tell us that they happened.
And, do you mean like the London riots and stuff like that?
I mean, yeah, you know, everybody fixates on the fact that the actions in themselves were so negative, but I want to understand why there's so many kids in this country that feel like they're not part of society or don't feel like they have a future, to the point that they don't care about getting a criminal record. You know, but also the government's changed. It's Conservative government now. One of the positive things they've done during the summers is they put a lot of money into arts and culture, which provided summer projects for underprivileged kids so that, you know, during the summer holidays, they sit around doing nothing. And these kind of youth projects that Labour used to invest in kept these kids monitored. Now, they was all cut. So you had a bunch of kids in the middle of August. You know, the weather's good, and they're just loitering about doing nothing. And riots start kicking off, and they see that as an opportunity to have fun.
Is this based on personal experience, Ben? Were you involved in a bit of trouble when you were growing up?
I mean, I'm from East London, and I got kicked out of school, and I went to a school where you get kind of one-on-one learning. It's a place you go where when none of the other schools would take you. I personally didn't grow up on a council estate, but I grew up in a house with a single mother who struggled for as long as I can remember. My mum always struggled, you know, and I was always going to school with the poor kids. These were my friends. I guess through me being associated with them and through me embracing hip-hop culture, the way I spoke when I would meet certain sectors of Middle England, they would look down upon me. And what angered me the most is that I was being treated as if I was ignorant and uneducated and from a council estate when I wasn't. And those kids, therefore, that I represent, they're the ones I want to stand up for.
Well, you've just managed to make this movie, Blaine B, Ill Manners, and the movie itself is quite interesting because it's actually like a hip-hop musical.
More like a hip-opera.
A hip-opera. Well, I'm glad you mentioned hip-opera because the most famous of which, I think, is R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. How much, if any, did you look at this film? Only looked up at her, and now her face is red as
hell. You're influenced by that? Is that for you? What?
No way.
What's wrong with that?
It's kind of like, I guess he's got the concept right. You know, it's in terms of like telling the story, using music as an aid to do so. But it's a proper film. It's proper drama. You know, I just thought rather than have a score, why not have not just hip hop music, but the actual lyrics within the hip hop music be specific to the story you're watching. So. I wouldn't call it a musical because it's not like the actors start doing jazz hands and addressing the audience and, you know, singing or anything like that. The music is detached from the world of the film. I guess I'm just the narrator, and when you hear my voice, it always appears with music, and there's like six short stories. In the end, they all kind of come together, but each story has its own song.
Awesome. Ben Drew, aka Plan B, thanks for having a chat to Triple J Brekkie, man. Great to catch up with you. Good luck with this album and this movie coming out in May. It's all called Ill Manners. And, we're really excited about getting it here in Australia, and we'd love to see you again sometime.
Thank you very much. I just want to take this time to thank you all for playlisting this track. All I kind of really want to do right now is be an artist and convey a message. You know, that means the world to me, so thank you very much for that.
Cheers, man. No, oh, thank you, no worries. Plan B. Nobody loves that but her. See you later, bye.
See you later, bye.
Bye.